Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa as we look back at the Giants' win against the San Francisco 49ers. Joining me this week, sitting in for Carl Banks, former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben. And Roman, obviously for the New York Giants, a tough spot. San Francisco's been talking about this game for a long time, but the Giants really responded.
Yeah, they responded well, Bob. I mean, you go back to last year, obviously. You go in their place, win the championship, go to the Super Bowl. So they've had that game circled on their calendar since the season started. And then you go back to the last two games they played, Buffalo, Jets, great outcomes against those two teams, 1,000 yards, all these points. But you knew that they got a little bit tighter, I think, as they got closer to the game day, because you knew the Giants were capable of playing their style of football.
All right, Niners get the ball first. They drive it downfield, but they face a big third and six at the Giants' 26. And Frank Gore gets nothing, and David Akers comes out and misses a 43-yard field goal. A win for the Giants, Roman, right out of the chute.
Yeah, a win especially because you're about 12 plays into the drive. You're dinking and dunking down the field, a 15-yard gain, a 6-yard, a 5-yard. And you do a shovel pass or draw on third and six, expecting that defense to be undisciplined, which they weren't. They showed good resound, good tackling. I think the 49ers expected the Giants, you know, to overrun that play to try to get the sack. But they kept everything in front of them, resulted to an attempted field goal that Akers missed.
All right, so the Giants get the ball back. Bradshaw goes for six on first down, 2-yard pass to Nix. Manning has Nix on a go route, and you can see Akeem still not completely up to speed on that third down incompletion.
Well, Hakeem Nix made as meaningful of three catches for 44 yards in the entire game, but that first play, it was just good to see him out there, and it just shows how tough he's worked and was his way to get back in there. And it shows the other team that now you've got to defend not only the starters and the other guys that got involved on the perimeter. So it was good to just see him out there and obviously making the big catches that he did make.
San Francisco gets the ball back. They drive it on a 12-play drive. And again, the Giant defense holds with San Francisco in Giants territory. So the Giants wind up holding San Francisco to a field goal of 42 yards, 3-0 in favor of the Niners. Giants get the ball back. They have possession of it at the end of the first quarter. When we come back, we'll tell you about the second quarter of the Giants and Niners after this on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.
It's time for this week's New York Presbyterian Amazing Play of the Game. We take you to the second quarter. Giants trailing the Niners 3-0 on a first and goal from the six. Eli Manning hooks up with Victor Cruz for the touchdown and the Giant lead that they would never relinquish. That's this week's New York Presbyterian Amazing Play of the Game.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. Niners lead the Giants 3-0. Giants have the football. They have to punt it away. So San Francisco starts first and 10 at their own 34-yard line, where the Giant defense turns over the Niners for the first time on the day.
Play fake, back to throw is Smith. Steps up down the left sideline for Walker. Intercepted by the Giants. Prince Amukamara with the pick.
I want to give credit to Trail on that play just because we got that play at practice. And I missed that play at practice. And then Trail said, "Hey, we gotta you gotta get off on that." So then it just came to the game, and then I just executed what I learned at practice from Trail. So he really helped me out on that.
But I went to try to tell him what Chris Witt, and I was pointing. I was like, "Prince, so awesome!" He came up with that.
The pass intended for Delanie Walker, and Prince Amukamara played it perfectly, Roman.
Yeah, he played the pass perfectly. It was a switch route, and it was a little poorly thrown. But being in the instinctive player that he was, he jumped on it, intercepted. And, you know, speaking to him after the game, he just said that this was the kind of play that he knew he kind of had to make. A lot of cases, DBs will drop that ball, or maybe it's a pass deflection. But I mean, coming out of college, you know he was an instinctive player, so he kind of made a play that was really good for him in that part of the game.
So the Giants take over on their own 33-yard line, and here's where Eli Manning gets the arm heated up. A couple passes to Dominic Kixon lead to a Giants touchdown.
Manning in the shotgun. Back to throw. Has time. Deep ball down the right sideline. He's got Hixon, who makes the catch inside the 25. Manning rolls to his right. Sets, delivers it to the sideline. It's caught by Hixon. Both officials say yes. He got the feet down at the 4.
No matter the circumstances, whoever's in there at whatever spot, if they have the, you know, the one-on-one matchup, then that, you know, that's my first read. And I have great faith that they're going to get open and make plays.
Manning over center. Play fake to Bradshaw to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Giants on the post. Victor Cruz. That's his 6th touchdown catch of the season. And with 10:04 to go in the first half, the Giants have the lead.
We picked our points and times where we wanted to attack. I think they did a good job of mixing it up from the last time we played them, at least, and from we've seen on film. So we just had to pick our poison, kind of get a feel on what they were doing throughout the game. And you know, Coach Gilbride dialed up some really good plays, and we were able to move the ball pretty easily.
Hey, Eli, good throw. Hell of a throw. That safety got inside you. Good catch, boy.
All right, Roman, let's first talk about Victor Cruz and his ability in the red zone to create opportunities for Eli Manning.
Well, Bob, you know, there's no secret that Victor Cruz is no surprise to making big plays, but he's always double covered. He goes help over the top, but he works his way to get open. He works his way. He's an excellent route runner, real choppy steps, but he found a way to get open and get in the end zone for a touchdown.
All right, let's talk about Dominic Hixon because he had 2 big catches on this drive, and, boy, the value that he brings to this team.
Yeah, Dominic Hixon is really one of the most reliable offensive players on this football team. Recovering from the injuries, you know, he's a guy that everyone really rooted for to come back this season, and he's really come up big, especially in this game where they needed him to make a big play on the road.
So the Giants now have the lead 7-3. Niners get the ball back, and the Niners face a 3rd and 4 at their own 29 when the Giants get their first sack of the day.
Smith takes the snap, back to throw. He feels pressure, and he's going to get sacked by Jason Pierre-Paul.
It's been a struggle for us to generate pressure with our front four, and that's what we've been known for doing over the years. And, you know, this week we kind of got back to what our basis was and kind of threw out some things that weren't working for us and just got back to the basics, and it boded well for us.
Hey, so you're coming at him just like that. Your entry angle's very key, okay? You're coming at him. You hit him with speed, you hit him with power. Good.
The Giant defense getting good pressure, and Jason Pierre-Paul gets a sack, and it's something that they haven't gotten a lot of the last few weeks.
Well, it's been said over the last couple of weeks that maybe they weren't having fun out there. They weren't making the plays that they were used to making. You know, with that depleted secondary, with some of the injuries they've had to deal with, it was so important for that D-line to come up huge, and you know, 9-yard play on the sack was something that really gave them that boost in that part of the game.
All right, so momentum swings at the end of the half. The Giants drive it downfield. They got an opportunity to attack on points. San Francisco blocks the field goal. Then the Niners come back. They hit Manningham for a quick strike. How important was it from a momentum standpoint that David Akers missed that 52-yard field goal?
Well, David Akers is known as, you know, Mr. Reliable, what he did in Philly and obviously his last 2 years in San Francisco. So you almost expect that 3 points to be automatic when he kicks it. So, again, the momentum swing, the point differential, all that played into the Giants' favor going into the halftime.
Yeah, Akers winds up missing his 2nd field goal of the half. So at the half, the Giants have a 10-3 lead over San Francisco. When we come back, we'll take a look at the 3rd quarter here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. The Giants get the ball to start the 3rd quarter, leading the Niners 10-3. And once again, the rookie for the Giants, David Wilson, with a big impact on this game.
Akers to kick off from right to left. End over end kick, not deep. David Wilson at the 1. Accelerates to the 10. He's to the 20. He's to the 25. He's to the 30. Breaks right to the 40. There goes David Wilson across midfield. Down the right sideline of the 40. And knocked out of bounds at the 33-yard line of San Francisco, and no flags on the play.
The kickoff return after the half was huge. That was a momentum changing play in that we came out, we knew what we had to do offensively, and they kicked the ball off and we had a super return. David again looked like he might go all the way, but that helped an awful lot. That was very, very positive.
Hey, that ball must be too heavy or something. Bro, no, the kicker grabbed me, bro.
That ball must be too heavy.
Everybody's seen the kicker. That was the second tackle I broke.
Roman, what a tremendous way to start the second half. And this rookie keeps giving the Giants a lift with the kick return.
Well, every single week he was getting closer and getting closer. And when you see that big return, obviously everyone holds their breath and say, okay, let's not see a yellow flag out there on the field. But a 66-yard return gives the Giants the ball at the 32-yard line. This is when you start to see that momentum swing definitely in the Giants' favor. And then obviously Ahmad Bradshaw, you start to see that running game start to work. So that confidence that you come in with going in on your 32-yard line, it was tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, Bradshaw starts that sequence off with a 7-yard run. Then Manning throws a 9-yard pass to Cruz. Bradshaw rips off an 11-yarder. And the Giants have a third and goal at the San Francisco 1 when they had their second touchdown of the day.
Eye set for Manning. Calls out signals. Hand off Bradshaw. Up the middle. He dives, twists to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants!
The offensive line for the last 2 weeks, they want to run the ball. And they did run the ball very well last week and this week as well. Not easy now. Not easy, you know, and but you had to keep at it, and we did keep at it. And so you can't say enough about them just coming out, the opponent knowing we're going to run, and we still ran pretty well.
Hey, what did I tell you?
I told you he's going to overread it. You want to cut it off.
Good call, boy.
Roman, the Giants have it first and goal at the 5. They run it 3 times in a row with Bradshaw. What kind of statement did that make that they ran it in against a Niner team that doesn't give up rushing touchdowns?
Well, as an offensive lineman, you know, this is the part of the game that you love. You say, we're going to run the ball. You know we're going to run it, and we're still successful. Again, you start the ball on the 32-yard line. You start making these chunks. Booth, Boss, those guys up front start getting confidence. You're starting to see the field saying, hey, no matter what you call, we're still going to make it work, which results, obviously, in a touchdown for the Giants.
So now the Giants have scored 17 unanswered points. They have a 17-3 lead, which takes San Francisco completely out of the way they want to play. They want to run first and then set up the pass. Now they've got a throw, and that leads to a mistake by Alex Smith.
Smith takes the snap, pumps, looks over the middle, pass intercepted by Roll. What a catch down the left sideline. 20, 15, down at the 10.
The first coverage, it was you know, just a cover three, and you know, I was able to read the quarterback and read three-step, and Corey Webster did a great job of undercutting the slant route, and I was fortunate enough to just hold on to it with one hand and make a play.
Great play. One-handed. Great play. Great play. One-handed, one shoulder. Great play. Hey, you needed that, boy. Great play, boy.
Roman, just talk about Antro Roll playing center field. That's one of the reasons why the Giants brought him here when they did.
Yeah, Antro Roll's really played all over the place. You see him playing center field. Sometimes he's in the box as a blitzer. And, again, you go back to the problems they've had in the secondary just with injuries and sometimes inconsistent play on the outside. So this is a time where you got Alex Smith. You're down 17-3. Now you want to force him to make mistakes.
Yeah, now, to San Francisco's credit, the Giants start at the 12. They hold the Giants to 3 points. So it's 20-3, and the Niners are going to get the ball back, and they're going to have to pass the ball again. And, unfortunately for Alex Smith, Antro Roll is in his way yet again.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Bellies back to the 15. Gets one to the 10. Pinball down to the 5.
I'm just, you know, trying to get back in the groove and feel comfortable playing, you know, the deep safety position. And like I said, you know, I just went. I just executed the plays that was called. And, you know, on the second interception, Ahmad screamed from the sideline. He told me, he said, Trill, he's watching you. And I'm like, okay, well, if he's watching me, I'm going to sugar him a little bit. And I went and you know, act like I was playing a deep third. And I actually came down and played the hook. And, you know, he threw the ball right to me.
Well, Antro Roll just baited Alex Smith on that one. And Roman, now it's almost like a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, I think you go from making Alex Smith play catch-up to making him play one-dimensional. You see him look off the receiver. I think he's trying to force it to Crabtree at this point in the game. And there's Antro Roll again playing that safety position, that center field. It was good to see him not only have fun out there, but you started expecting the defense to force a turnover in that period of the game, because Alex Smith, he hasn't really been in that position much. Now you force him to a situation where it's, you know, it's a 2-3 multiple pick game in quite some time.
All right, but the Giants start at the 5-yard line and they gain no yards and they have to kick another field goal. It makes it 23-3, but as a team, are you a little frustrated by this, that you're not able to deliver the knockout blow?
You're frustrated that you're not able to deliver the knockout blow, but again, the 49ers missed two field goals, so that's 6-point differential. What that would have done to the game would have been different. So at least it's points. You're still widening that gap in that lead, and you're still making them get back on the field and have to throw the ball again.
All right, so they throw a big one over the top to the veteran Randy Moss. He makes a 55-yard catch, and the Niners have the ball at the Giants 29. But after the throw, they take Alex Smith out. They bring Colin Kaepernick in, and the Giant defense once again answers the call.
Kaepernick fakes the handoff, and he's back to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to roll left and get sacked. JPP gets his second of the game back at the 40-yard line.
We just played team defense. We was able to get them out of their running game. You know, our secondary played well all throughout the game. I know Trell had two picks, and you know, Prince got the big pick early. It kind of set the tone. And offense did a great job of, you know, moving the ball, keeping our defense fresh all game, and it just allowed us to play fast all game.
Keep on eating, baby.
I'll take that half.
Keep on eating.
Show them. Show them. Show them.
Let's go.
Woo! Good job, boy.
Yeah.
Good job, boy.
So Jason Pierre-Paul sacks them out of field goal range, and then the Niners have to go for it on fourth down. They complete a pass to Vernon Davis, but it's not enough for the first down. Talk about the job the Giants did on Vernon Davis, because this guy, 8 touchdowns over his last 8 games, and the Giants made him almost insignificant.
Yeah, the Giants wiped out Vernon Davis of the game completely. They did it with a solid pass rush. They did it with their front 7. I mean, one thing that wasn't seen a lot was just the good play of the linebackers, those soft area of the field where you usually see him, you know, catch a ball, good yards after the catch. You didn't see that at all yesterday. I mean, Vernon Davis was completely wiped out of the game.
So the Giants take over possession, turning over the Niners on downs. The Giants pick up a first down. They punt the ball away. The third quarter ends with the Giants in front 23-3. The Niners have the football. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter after this here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Giants lead the Niners 23-3. San Francisco's first play of the fourth quarter, a sack. Alex Smith gets sacked again. The San Francisco 49ers eventually have to punt the football away. The Giants pick up one first down. They punt the football away. San Francisco, again, trying to get something going in their pass game, and the Giants' pass rush is revved up. This time, Matthias Kiwanuka gets in the act.
Smith in a shotgun set, 2 receivers right. Smith back to throw. He's under pressure, and he's going to get sacked by Matthias Kiwanuka at the 20-yard line.
I think this is our most complete game all year long against a very, very worthy opponent. I think, you know, all 3 phases of the game did an exceptional job, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And, you know, we're just going to continue to grow. You know, we take this game as it is. It's a win in our conference. You know, we're very fortunate, and, you know, we're looking forward to next week.
Roman, truly a collaborative effort. Everybody getting into the act, including right. Matthias Kiwanuka, who played the game really in the defensive lineman position.
Yeah, sometimes, Kiwi, you don't know if he's a defensive end or linebacker, but one thing he is just a hard worker. When you get a sack like that, 14-yard loss, it's just the culmination of hard work, second effort. This is the Giants' defensive line that most people have expected to see all season, and they came up when they wanted
all right,
to come up big.
So now the Giants take over with 9 minutes to go in the game. They're at their own 14-yard line. They do not throw a pass. Roman, they use 7 minutes and 10 seconds and just run the ball down the Niners' throat. Is this the greatest time in the world for an offensive lineman?
Oh, it has to be, especially if you're playing against a defensive front that hasn't given up a 100-yard rusher in over 2 years. And it was great to see, again, the offensive line having fun out there. You see David Wilson getting involved late. I mean, Ahmad Bradshaw, how about this? Half of his yardage that he got from last year, he got it in the last 2 games. You said, okay, last week, 200 yards. It was Cleveland. He might not do that against the 49ers, but it's the same plays. He started running downhill. I mean, you see the offensive line, the surge at the line of scrimmage, the point of attack. All those things contributed to how they played against the 49ers in the second half.
Giants tack on one more field goal, and that makes the final score 26-3 as the Giants dominate San Francisco. After the game, a jubilant Giants locker room.
Great job, defensive line.
Special teams kickoff return.
An impressive win for the Giants, and Roman, obviously a very satisfying win, because they heard the Niners chirping about how the Giants got a little lucky to win the NFC Championship game, and they validated it in a big way.
Well, Tom Coughlin said a lot during the week, you know, the whole no one gave us a chance to win, but what he did was really put this team in a position mentally to get on that plane, again, when no one really gave them a chance, and they actually went in there and played not only 49ers football, but Giants football, the way the Giants have expected to play, running the ball, solid defense, forcing the other offense to be in bad position. So it was good to see the Giants play the style of football that they've been used to playing and what they've been coaching since the beginning of training camp.
And the Giants are going to have to back that up with the same type of performance next week against the Washington Redskins, because right now the Giants go into that game 0-2 in the division. Roman, pleasure having you on the show.
It's always my pleasure, anytime.
For Roman Oban and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Make sure you join us next week right here on MSG as we rewind the Giants and Redskins here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.